Weil an dat, nun heia mit Aleph, let us just go over the Gemara and try to understand a little bit the Gemara. Roi Rechova Hamanik Be'iza V'Shibuta Mau. Rechova Klauda Shaila, the person will be Manig HaKorim, and the Manhige HaKorim are a goat, and a Shibuta, Shibuta Zashi says is a dog. Others say this is Mechayis Hayam. V'Sichayim Anan Hagas Kloim. Mi amrinen, do I say, kiven de iza loy noches bia? Since an aze does not enter the yam, vishibuta loy solek liyabosha, and the shibuta will not be oila on the yabosha, loy klum of it, so he didn't do anything. Oy dilma, hashta mias kamanik. Now he's being manic. Maskiv lo Ravine, so Ravine asks, what's the Shaila? Ela miyata, if you assume that there's a chi of manic, even though one is by Yama, one is by Yaboshe, ela ma'ata chibe chita osaira biyodoi. He took a chita soira v'zora chita ba'oretz a soira b'chutz lo toch enami de mechay. So lo so b'chayiv. Omri ochi hashta. What kind of comparison is this to an eith and a shibute? Hosam eretz mokim chiyuve, chutz lo oretz loy mokim chiyuve, koche idi v'idi, the Gersa mocking Chiyuvahu. Here, Sai the Yam is a mocking Chiyuve, Sai the Yabosh is a mocking Chiyuve. So, Ramayshe and Dibres Moshe explains the Shakla Vataya in the Gemara as follows. He says, one can clear by the Issa Kloyim, there are there's Haboas Kloim, there's Anhoges Kloim, there's Rias Kloim. What is Pshat in this Issa? Is the Issa the Maise? The Torah also the Maise of being Marbia Kloim, of being Mani Kloim, of being Zereya Kloim. Or the Issa is and the Chibur. That means not on the pula that he's doing, but on the end result that's coming about through his pula. The Torah did not want that these two minim should become nischaba, al yidei arbo, al yidei anhoge, al yidei zriye, but the iser is not what he is doing, the iser is the end result. The chibur that comes about through his ma'isa. That's the yisayit ha'isa. So he says as follows. If the isa is the ma'isa that he's doing, the Torah asa the ma'isa, so then it's also even though through his ma'isa there's no chibur. He's not creating a chibur. The Torah asked this ma'aser. If the iser is the chibur that comes about, so if it is not considered a chibur, so memela, so there's no iser. And that is the shaila of the Gemara. Since there are two different mekaymes, even the Iza Loinochis Biyam, Bishibuta Loisolik Liyabosha, Loi Klum Ovid. So it's not considered he created a chibur. That's not considered a chibur. If each one is in a mokim that the other one can't go there, that is not called a chibur. That's called their muvdu. So he didn't accomplish anything. Leiklum Ovid, that means the Poyel Yaitse, that, there's no accomplishment. If the Isser is the Chibur, it's not considered, he created a Chibur, since each one is Muvdol Mechaveiroi, and they can't become the Schaba, because each one has his own Mokim. I do my hashtag Mies Komanik, we look at the Pula. It doesn't matter if there comes about a Chibur, the Isser is a maise of hanhoge of tuminim. Doesn't matter if they become nischaber through this maise, if they don't become nischaber. He's a manik. He's doing a pula of hanhoge's kolay, even though no chibur comes about. So Ravine Esther Shaila. Chibur chita osoiro biyodai, vizor chita baoretz, osoiro bechutzalorets, ochinami de machai. So what was the Shaila? How did he want to be patient to Shaila? So Rav Moshe says as follows, if the Isser of Zriyas Kloyim is the Isser and the Maise, then he says, there's an Isser al kol echad mehem. So I have an Isser of being Zoireya Achite, that is Yoinik from a Soira. There's an Isser on each one, and the Maisa being Zereya Achita, that's Yainik from Asaira, and being Zereya Asaira, that's Yainik from Achita. If the Isser is my Maisa, so on each mean that I'm doing a Pula, and that's the Isser. So he says, even though there's no Isser Chal on the Saira, because the Saira was Nizra B'chutz Loretz, but Al Koponim, there should be an Isser for the Zriyas Hachita that is being Yainik from the Seira. If the Isser is the Maise, so he says, so then it doesn't matter if the Seira is Mutter, there's no Isser on the Seira. But the Isser is on each mean bazunda. I am making a maise zriye of a chita that's being yainik from a seira. That's the Isser. But if the Isser is on the chibur I'm creating, so if one of the two minim is mutali ischaba, that means the seira is being planted in Chutzlaretz is mutter lehischaber imachite, because there's no isa kloyim in Chutzlaretz. So mamela, then there shouldn't be an isa. So Ramesha wants to say that the shaila, if this is mutter or osa, is totally in this chakira. If the isa is not on the end result, he says, if this is on the end result, you can't have an end result of chibur if the seira is permitted to be yainik from the chita, since the seira is nizra b'chutz loretz. If the isser is on the maise, so he says, then the isser is on each mean that he's doing. He's being zerei achita that's being yainik from a seira. So the Gemara wanted to be patient from this, that the isser is the chibur. And in order for this Issa to be Chal, there has to be a Chibur of two minim, which are also Lishchaber. And over here, the Seire that Nizra and Chutz Loretz is Mutter Lishchaber to the Chita that Nizra and Eretz Yisrael. So what did he answer him? So he answered him, even though there's an Issa and the Maise, there's no Isser on the Maise Zriya Leineser Lizroya Chita Ba'oretz Eitzel Sa'ire Shebechutz Loretz. The Leineser Elok Shezorel B'taruve Sa'ire Shebechutz Yisroel Shumachim Chiyuv. He says, the whole Isser is, if I'm doing this Zriya in a Mokim Chiyuv, that means I need it to be a Mokim Chiyuv. The Isser doesn't have to be the Chibur. But the Isser of Zriyas Kloyim is, if I'm Zerei and I'm Mokim Chiyuv. Over here, the Yam is a Mokim Chiyuv, And the abosh is amokim chiyu. So this is amok, so I'm making a maise anhoge of two minim. In amokim chiyu, that's the isa. I don't have to create a chibur, but I have to make a maise of anhoges kloim with his amokim chiyu of kloim. And the yam is amokim chiyu, and then the abosh is amokim chiyu. Mashain kain, in the tzir, of Zora, Seire, Bechutz Loretz, so there's no Maise Issa whatsoever to be Zoreya Achite together with a Seire, which is not the Mokim Chir. That's how he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us see Taisvitz. Amanik Be'iza V'Shibuta. V'in Toima, so Taisvitz says, the Mashme, the Pshitalei, the Bishnei Minim Shebiyam, Chayim. That the whole shaila is over here because the shibuta is in the yam and the ace is the yabosha. That's the problem. But shnei minim shebiyam, there's no shaila whatsoever because the zicha and isa kloyim by shnei lahanig shnei minim beyam. Vahalamineyu, now we had learned a Taisvitz yesterday, the previous Taisvitz. Taisvitz explained to us as follows. There's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. If there's an Issa Kloyim Libnei Noya, that's what Rabbi Elazar holds. And the Chachamim holds is no Issa Kloyim to Bnei Noya. But Taisvitz says, according to both of them, the limud goes as follows. The limud goes, the pasuk says, "Es chukosai tishmeru behemtecho leisa bia kiloyim sotcho leisizra kiloyim." So Shmuel said, "Pshat." The pasuk is as follows. We're saying, "Es chukosai tishmeru behemtecho leisa bia kiloyim." What is the hakdome of "Es chukosai tishmeru"? This is hakdome. That's the Hagdome. So Rabbi Elazar holds the Hagdome is Chukim Shechakakti Loch. That means this Issel was already said to Bnei Noya. This Issel was said in by Maisa Bereshis Lemineyu. It says by Behemis Lemineyu. So this Issel that was already said to Bnei Noya, I'm telling you, Behem Tachalo Yisabia Kloim. But Al Kaponim, the Pasik is telling us this Issa was previously said. Where was the Issa previously said? Because it said in Maisa Bereshis, Lemineyu, by Behemis, by Oifis. So Memele, so I'm saying that now the Teirach Daish is telling Klal Yisrael, Leisabia Kloim, the Issa which was previously said to Bnei Noyach. That's according to Rabbi Elazar. According to the Chachamim, who are Chaylik and Rabbi Elazar, so there never was an Issa to Bnei Noyach. But as Chukaisai to Shmeiro means, the Chukai Sabriya, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, when the Rabbeinu Shloilom was in Mitzave, how the Briya should come about, it should be Leminayu, they should come out Leminayu. So you should make sure that these chukis habriye should continue existing. You shouldn't mingle the meaning. That's the hakdama. We have Abba Rapose. As chukaisai tishmeiru, the chukais that were hugbal b'shas the briye lemineyu. So you have to make sure these chukais should remain and don't mingle the meaning. Fine. Now, Lemineyu says by Oifes, Lemineyu says by Behemes, by Yaboshe, and Lemineyu says by Doge. So the Gemara said that we have a Xerishova, Lemineyu. Just like the Lemineyu that said by the Minim Shebi Yaboshe, by the Behemes, so the Lemineyu is telling us an Issa Kloyim by Behemoth. So the Lemineu, now we make a Xerishov, the Lemineu of Dogim is telling, is also telling us there's an Isak Loyim by Dogim. That is what we have heard till now. So that is the Mekoyer, that is an Isak Loyim by Dogim. Now, let's just say, Isamanik a little bit. So Taisa says, the Isa, let's just learn this Pasik. The Pasik says, as Hukaisai Tishmoiru, what Issa Kloim are we speaking about? Harbo. Talking about the Issa Harbo. Nagavuche, Sotcha Leisizra Kiloim is the Issa Hakovas Ilonis. Because the Gemara makes a heckish, Sotcha Lebehemtacha. Just like Behemtacha, it's a Dover Mesuyim, im a Dover Mesuyim, this Harbos, you take two distinct meaning in your Marbiya them, Malkim them, so Sotcha Leisizra Kloim is not speaking about Zriyas Zroyim, it's speaking about Hakovas Ilon. Fine. That is Pshat and Posik. And we said, this Issa, either the Shoyrish of the Issa is mentioned in Bereishis, or the Issa was Taka mentioned in Bereishis, for the Bnei Noyah, that's the Hakdoma Esru Kaisai Tishmoyim. But what Issa are we speaking about? We're speaking about the Issa of Harboas Kloyim, of Hakovas Ilonis. Fine, that's what we're speaking about. So let's speak according to Rabbi Lozo for 1 second. Rabbi Lozo says, listen, Kaisa Yishmaim is going, and the Issa that was said to Bnei Noyah, now, the man shall be telling Klal Yisrael, Behem Tachalai Sabiya Kloyim, Sotchalai Sizra Kloyim. But that Issa to Bnei Noyah was only said on Harboas Kloyim. And Hakovas Ilonis, there never was an Issa an Hogas Kiloyim by Goyim. There never was an Issa on Zriyas Kiloyim by Goyim. The Pasuk is telling us that what we are using as Chukaisai Tishmoiru, which we're basing the Issa which we're speaking about now, we said the Shoyrish of this Issa was Chukim Shechakatilo, but the Issa is Harbos Kiloyim and Hakovas Ilonis. And according to Rabbi Loza, a goy is mutter lahani kloim. Fine. So memele, so our whole gemara that said that we learn out as an issa kiloyim by dogim, we learn out mineyu mineyu from behemis, so it's the issa what is speaking about behemis. So according to Rabbi Loza, we're speaking about the posik of the mineyu by behemis, speaking about behemis, is speaking about habos behemis. So we learn out mineyu mineyu, that there's a Isser of Abos Dogim, or Abos Chayim Shebiyom, like Taisha said before. But that's it. We are not speaking about Anhoge. We're not mentioning Anhoge whatsoever. Now, all of a sudden, Agimore has a Shaila. If you're manning a dog with an A's, a Shaila, maybe because it's Yachib or Nishpachib, I got some. This Mineyu isn't speaking about Anhoge. This Mineyu is speaking about Harbo. So who told the Gemara that is an Isser Hanhoge by Dogim? Who told we have no such Makir that is the whole Isser of Kloim by Dogim is a learnt out Mineyu from Mineyu. This is speaking about Habo, not by Anhoge. We hear with the Gemara that assumes for a double portion that is an Isser Hanhoge by Dogim. That's Taisa's problem. Bin Taima. The mashma de pshita lei de bishnei minim shabiyam chayev. That's posha to the Gemara. The shayla is one min shabiyam. Voli mineyu gabi harbo vahar kovetsi. The whole mineyu, which is merumis in the eschukoisai tishmoire chukim shechakati loch kvar, is speaking about harbo. That was Chukim Shir. I spoke about Abu already. Vahakovetziv. Veloy Gabi Azriye Vahanhoge. It is not at all speaking about Zroim. And it's not speaking about Anhoge's Kloim. Kedemuchach bepeirik talad misis. It's Muchach and the Gemara. Because according to Rabbi Lozo, that the Chukim Shir Chokati Loch Kvar, which is going on the Issa B'nai Noach, the Gemara says clear, the Loi Mitzri B'nai Noach Bacharisha, which means Anhoge, Uzriya. Vleik minen chukai shechakaktich lo kvar, kleima bilinei de meise bereishis, ele dum yed de behemtach aloi sabir. From this pasuk we see that we're speaking about habos kloim un hakoves ilonis. Ma behemtach ababo, hapsotcha barkov, and that's it. And that's the chukai shechakaktich lo kvar. So how do we know that, it is an Issar HaNogeh. Before we say the Lashon of Tosfos, which is the Peretz of Tosfos, which is a little unclear, I'd like to say the Lashon of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, which is a little more clear. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows: the Kivin, this is the Peretz, the Kivin, the Goli Lon Kro, the Shayech Bedogim Issar Kloyim Leinyan Habomia. That's Klo. That means, I learn out of Gzeira Shove, Mineu, Mineu. Just like by Behemoth, there's a concept of Kloyim. So by Adogim, there's also a concept of Kloyim. That I know Klo. Im Kain, Memele, Mashme, the Be Yisrael, Sha'osar, Akosav, Anhogas Kloyim, Kemoy harbo, mitzonami dogim banhoge kemoy baharbo. So the Tais Rabbeinu Peret says as follows. The Tais Rabbeinu Peret says, the diun is there an issa b'chlal of kloyim of two minim by dogim? I find lemineu by oifes, I find lemineu by behemis. Is there a concept of kloyim by dogim? That's the shail of the Gemara. So, the Gemara says, yeah, there's a concept of kloyim by dogim, because I learned out lemineu, lemineu. Just like the mineu of behemoth comes to tell us there's a concept of kloyim, the mineu of dogim also tells us there's a concept of kloyim. That's the Zeirish of it. Now, if there is a concept of kloyim, what is nesar b'kloyim? So, goyim have one inyan that's nesar b'kloyim, and yidin have other inyanim that's nesar b'kloyim. Then by goyim, the whole issa kloyim is only arbo, because that's the whole mekayim we learn now. I have another posik, isachish b'shevach hamer yachta, which is speaking about anogin. So I see by yidin, the issa kloyim applies by anogin also. So as long as I know that there's a concept of kloyim by dogim, so by Yidin, whatever the Issar Kloyim applies to, will apply by Dogim also. That means all I have to know is the concept of Kloyim by Dogim. What the Issar Kloyim will be, Yidin, by them the Issar Kloyim is Kailu Morin Yonim, it's Kailu Labo, it's Kailu Lanhoge. By Goyim, the Issar Kloyim is only Kailu Labo. But all we have to know that there's a concept of Kloyim by Dogim. That's what Taisus answers. Let's see the innovative context. Yeshvore, Lishloima. The Svore, Misvore, the Makmini Lemineu, Bain be Yisrael, Bain Lebneinoir, Lachalacho, Kemaisha Matino, Isure, Bemokimacher, Lebneinoir, Barbo, the Yisrael, Lach, Banhog. So that's what Taismus is saying. The whole Gili is that there's a concept of tomb, of cloying by Dogim. But what that means, so, Each human has his own klolim and kloyim. A goy is not permitted to make a boy's kloyim. A yid is not permitted to make an hogas kloyim. But all they have to know is that there's a concept of kloyim by dogim. Agavulche, we had mentioned yesterday, the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, if the Issar HaNogeh is davke by Amin Tomei and Amin Toer, that's the Shitas Rambam, the Rosh is two minim. They love davke the Amin Toer and Amin Tomei. L'chayra, the Taisus is close like the Rosh. Because Taisus is making one kugel. Taisus is saying, as long as there's a concept of Kloyim, by Dogim, so Mamela, by Eden, Kloyim is Noig by HaNogeh also, by Goyim is only by Abot. That's, according to the Rosh, it's one Issa. There's an Issa of two meaning. But according to the Rambam, there are two different sugim. The Kloyim of Anhoge is Abayim Etmeyer with Abayim Etahira. The Iser Rabo is two minim, so it's not the same. It's not the same Iser over here. It's mamish. It's a, since this cloying by dogim, so mamela, all Isurim apply. You can't say such a thing. The two inyonim in ganzen. The Iser Rabo is cloying is two minim. The Iser Raban Hog is cloying is a tmei in a toyer, not two minim. Two minim are a mutum in a toyer. So here would seem Taisus holds like the Rosh. Vaydesh loyma. Now, Taisu says another teretz. Tihechi diyalfinin kulo mi Shabbos. Taisu got stuck with this kasha because Poshet Minehu is going on Habos Kloim. So how do you know on Hagel? So Taisu says as follows. Tihechi diyalfinin kulo mi Shabbos. The Gemara says we learn out from Shabbos. By Shabbos it says, V'chol behem techo. Kol is a riboi that includes chayis and oifis. So we learn out, it says, behem techo loy sabiya kiloyim. We learn out, behem techo from Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos, kol behem techo includes chayis and oifis. So who adin, by kiloyim, kol behem techo also includes chayis and oifis. But now we know from Minehu Minehu, by Harbo, let's talk about Harbo, but by Harbo we know that Behem Techo Leisabiyah Kiloyim includes Dogim also. Fine. So Taisvi says, Ki Heichi Di Yalfinin Kulo Mi Shabbos, Ochinami Yalfinin Shabbos Behem Techo Mi Harbo Lesser Dogim B'Shabbos B'Molochim. If I know that the posik behem techo leisar biyak loim, the iser harbo, is kailo dogim, because I learn out mineyu mineyu, so now I learn out Shabbos from behem techo, ko behem techo by Shabbos, I learn that out from, ko behem techo by Shabbos, I learn out from behem techo by harbo, so I say that the iser meloche, the iser mechama, is also noyig by dogim, because the behem techo of Harbo is kailo dogim, so the behem techo of Issa Meloche by Shabbos is also kailo dogim. So now I know in Issa Meloche, in Issa Mechama, there's an Issa and dogim also. V'chode yafinim kloim dan hogim mi Shabbos. So now I know v'chol behem techo is kailo dogim also. So now, in the love of Anhoge, I say, Sher, Sher, Mi Shabbos, Chamer, Chamer, Mi Shabbos, just like the Sher of Shabbos includes also Dogim, Legabi the Issa Mechama, so the Sher of Anhoge also includes Dogim, Legabi the Issa of Anhoge. That's what Taisa says, but comes out a Meire de Kezach. According to the second Teretz, there's an Issa of Mechama by Dogim, Mephiemis. According to the second Teretz of Taisus, there's an Issa Mechama of Dogim. So now we have the two Shilas we had mentioned yesterday, which then was only like a Havamin of Taisus. But so then we have the Shila, how can there be an Issa Mechama by Dogim? How do you have a Rishus HaRabim by Dogim? Which was very difficult to understand. That we didn't know. And then we also mentioned Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank as Sakashe. He says, since Dogim, they're not oimet to do Meloche, so it's Mechamer Kelachayat. He said, it brings the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara says, if a Seh carries a Sakin on Shabbos, Nayid is Mechamer Achal, it's Mutamina Teire. Because the whole Isser Mechamer is only by an animal that's oimet to do meloche. A shayer, a sus, a chamer, these are oimet to carry. So memela, that's called derech meloche. But, so yes, a dog is not oimet to do meloche. So memela, so how could it be an iser mechama by dogim? That's his kasha. That's his kasha. Taisuk yemes hoz an iser deraisa by dogim. So we spoke yesterday, these poor places that people ride on them, they carry things, so we have now, they are harnessed and used by the Navy, they send peklach with them, divers ride on them, so we see there's chayesh shebiyom, that it's talcum to do malacha, they use them for malacha. So Mamela could be that kasha. I still don't know how you get into Rosh Hashanah, but Al Kaponim could be this kasha will be for Emphat. Ella Miyata, Chibe, Chita, Osoiro, Zara Chita Baoretz, Osoiro Bechutzlov. Kigoyin Taisu says, with the Eiser of Zriyas Kloin Kain Baruga Achas, you have one patch, Besomuch, Pepoches Megimur Tvochim, that each mean is, there's a Richuk of less than Gimur Tvochim, וצורך להרחיק בין זר אל זר, כי נמוכם בסכר שבס, פרק אמר בקיבן. בקפונים, we see, החיטה סוירה, there's איסר of claim. עוד אבוי רבי אשי, חיטה סוירה וחרצן במפוילס יד לישחייב, it seems you need three meaning, בקילאי הקרם קומה, this talking about, if you want to be מסרה, תלמחול איסיז רק אלוהים, then you need three meaning. And two meaning, you'll be master, kamachol, this is rekeloim, you won't be over this lab. Ava vekila izroim, chayu bechita sayra lechuda. Period. Vahasu genokat ke rabonon, vleboi elo, beiz minim. Rabonon hold la maise by kila izroim, you need two minim. Ava, Rabbi Yehuda Polik, umatrich shloisha zroim. Rabbi Yehuda hold, you need three zroim by kila izroim. Sotcha leisizra akiloyim, he learned pshat, sotcha means something is growing there already. That's why it's called a sode. So you have something growing there. Leisizra, you shouldn't be zerei akiloyim, two other minim. So all together you have three minim. That means a chit is growing there already. Don't be zerei, a chit and a soira together with it. Matzer shleish is roim. Oimi beis minim, oimi gimel minim. This nan is zerei chit, oser kachas chayim. Have you done a shnei chitim say rachas, a shnei serem vichita achas, a chita serem vichasemes, a bavad shi yu shloisha. Hodron aloch sher shenoga chasapora, now let us get back to Nezikin de Kenyona. Hakayne is tzayin ledir. A person was machnes tzayin ledir. The Meiri says, what is a deer? A deer is when they wanted to fertilize sadais, so they used to bring in a whole flock of sheep into a sada, and they stayed there long enough to make sure that the whole sada was fertilized. And there were mechitzas around the whole sada that the behemoths couldn't go out, and to batzayin kainu sayin ladir, and there was a belas. And that was the deer. So these tzayin were in the deer. And the noel before neel koloi. So now he locked the door of the deer. He made, we'll see, koloi means a shmira p'chusa. Shmira p'chusa means a delas sheyecheila lamoid beruach metzuyah. A ruach metzuya will not throw it down, so that's called a minimum shmira. V'yotza, and then a ruach she'ena metzuya came, and that opened the door. V'hizika potter. They were mazik. Now you have a tzayin. A tzayin as mazik, b'shein v'regel. They went out. He was unaware of what had occurred. And they were mazik, so he's potter, because he made a proper shmira. So he's not responsible for the actions of his behemoth, of his tzayin. He made a proper shmira. Loi no'al b'foner karoi. What if he did not make a proper shmira? The door was not capable of withstanding a ruach metzuya. The yotza v'hizika, and a ruach metzuya came, and opened up the door, and they went out. So then he's chayiv. He did not make a proper shmira. Nifritza balayla. What is the din if the geder that was around this deer got broke at night? Aisha parzua listim. He made a proper shmir and it was nifritz balayla. We'll see Klal and Taisvis opinion of layla is Aisha parzua listim. Or listim went and broke the geder. Perhaps they had an intent to steal the animals, but then later, after they were pirates together, they decided to run away. They didn't do anything to the animals. So he's potter. He made a proper shmira. And the nifritzah, they potsue, it's not his fault. He's an onus. He's unaware of it. We'll see. But so you are listening. What is... God, there's a very geshmaki kasha that Vayaka brings down from the stipler. Potsu alistim. That means you hit, let's imagine what happened over here. He had a deer, he had 1,000 behemoths in this field. And listim went and broke open the gather. And then all the behemoths went out and they had a yontif and they were feasting on everyone else's field. So the listim are potter. The listim are potter. In fact, the stipler merely kekasha. He says, we have a parshan the Torah of ki yiftach ish boyer. What's the mechayev of psichas haboyer? Reuven went and dug a boyer. He put a shmira on it. And Shimon takes off the shmira. He didn't dig the boyer. Shimon takes off the shmira. So all of a sudden, someone falls into the boyer, so Shimon is chayev. So you see, taking away the shmira from a mazik, you're responsible for what the mazik did. That's the parsha of psichas boyer. I didn't make the mazik, I just took away the shmira. So I'm responsible for what the mazik did. So why, by potsu alistim, I'm not responsible. What did I do? I just broke the fence. It's most of a mirror. But you have a salak the shmira from the mazik. Why aren't you mechui? So he says a beautiful teretz. So he says as follows. This a chilek between a boyer and Shem Beregel. By boyer, we're speaking about that a boyer b'shul saram. So you're responsible for what the boyer does by either making the boyer, not my boyer, it's a son or koso, but we're talking about a boyer b'shul sarabim, the responsibility originates for creating the boyer, the takola. Either you dug it, or the chiddush of psich is, if it was shamo and you took away the shmir, it's also called, you created that takola. And here the chiv is not because it's yours. It's not yours, it's rishus harabim. So the chiv of boyer is for creating a boyer. In creation, psich is also called a creation. Before it was a mazik with a shmir, now I was mesalik the shmir. But she'enkin by shoyer, the chiv is, it's at your behime, b'shilach es biroi. The whole chiv is that it's your behime. There's a t'nai, if you watched it, your potter, but the chiv originates because it's your mom and that's mazik. That's either a t'nai or the sibis achiv, which we'll see soon. But al koponim, it has to be your mom. So by taking away the shmir, it doesn't become my mom. This whole concept is only a concept by boyer that your chayiv, even though it's not your moment. Yechai v'son ha'kos v'kilo b'shus yechai. So there the chiv is for creating a boil. So in the issa of creating, and the responsibilities of creating, who adin a creation through sila kashmir is also called creating. But this is not applicable by Shein Veregel. That's what the stipler says. Fine. It's you are listim chayov. Here's a nul din that if listim took out the behemah, so they become responsible in the zekis of the behemah. They get a din bailam on the behemah. Hinicha bechamo. What is the din if a person had tzoin in a deer that there was a shmire pruse? A shmire that yichayla lamid baruch metzuye, but the sun was beating down on the behemah, on the tzayin. So now you have to understand, if a behemah gets very uncomfortable, it can do everything and anything to get out of here. So a shmire pruse is only good if the whole problem is that the tzayin are contented to remain where they are. So memele, the wind, no, it's aimed baruch mitzuyah, aruch shen and mitzuyah, don't have to worry about. But if it's inicho bechamo, so now the tzayin are frustrated, they have to get out of here, so they'll do any tachbula possible to get out of the sun that's baking on them. So then such a shmira is not sufficient.
Oish him esorah lecherah shayte v'kotten v'yotze v'yzik l'chayim. They went to a mazik l'chayim. Moscha l'roya, esorah l'roya, what if he gave over his sign to a roya? Nichnas haroya tachtop. So the roya takes over the responsibilities of Hezekiah also. Naflo l'gino, what happens if a person had tzayin and they fell into a gin, into a garden? That means the way they entered the garden was shaloi ayidei pshias abaylim, was an oynis. Venenis, and they had hanor from the garden, mishalemis mashenenis, and that we have to wait later in the sugya to understand this. Yodo kedarka, but what if he wasn't shomer the tzayin and they walked into the gine, behizika, and it was mazik, Shalem is Mashay Zika, so there he was Pesheya Bishmirosan, so there they have to pay for the Hezek. Mazik Pesheim the Regal, they have to pay for that. Keitzad Mishalem is Mashay Zika, now how do you pay for the Hezek? So there's a kul in the Shumim. Shomin Beisah, let's say they ate an Aruge, Shomin Beisah Ba'isa Soda, we evaluate how much a base saw was worth. How much a base saw of this other is worth? Kama hoisa yofa, how much was the base saw worth together with this aruge? The kama hi yofa without the aruge. So we are making a different type of a shumen. We are not focusing on the value of the aruge alone, because then it will be much more expensive. We are focusing how much did the base saw become worth less through the chesaron of one aruge, so the hezek is much smaller. And that's how much we pay. Rav Shimon Omer, it matters. This shume is not said in all cases. Och lo peiris gemurim. If the peiris that were eaten by the tzoin were ripe already, mishalem es peiris gemurim. Im so so, im so sayim, so sayim. So then, we don't evaluate these peiris in connection with the beisah. These peiris are peiris gemurim. So he has to pay the full value of these peiris. If they are in the process of growing, then we evaluate them. Legabi, the beisah, how much it became worth less, ayidei chesoron ze. Zogt Rashi, akoinis potter, the Hanotra, he watched it. Umay Havalei Lemevat. So what should he have done? He watched it. I was a little nesoire. We'll see, God, on this Amud, we'll see Rayas, Ahin in the hair, but let us just mention the Chakire. There's a Chakire where we start learning Baba Kama, the Gdele Achoinim, Rab Shimon, Eben Rabbi Sezalman. Another Achoinim mention a Chakire. What is the Chiyuv? What is the Sibis Achiyuv if your Mammon is Mazik? If your Mammon is Mazik, we're Mechuyiv to pay. What is the Sibis Achiyuv? So there are two Mahalchim. There's one Mahalach that the Sibis Achiyuv is the Pshia of the Bala Behemah. That means you possess a behemoth, so that creates obligations on you. Not the behemoth, what I have with the behemoth. No, no. You possess a behemoth, which is a potential mazik, so you're obligated to watch the behemoth. If you were not mikayim your obligations, you were poisheya bishmira, so you have to pay. According to this mahalach, the sibis tashlumim is the adam in yisod is the mazik. The chiv is on the adam. You should have watched it. And you didn't watch it, and that's what Hezek occurred. So you're mechuyev to pay for your pshia bishmirasa. We had mentioned the Meiri. The Meiri says in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Baba Kama, chav hamazik l'shalem tashlum menazik mimeita v'oretz. Chav hamazik, who's the mazik? The owner of the behemoth. He's the mazik. But what did I do? What did you do? You had obligations to watch, you didn't watch, and therefore you're responsible to pay. That's one way to learn. There's another way to learn, but it works v'nahapachu. I'm responsible to pay for the hezekis that my mammon was masik. I'm responsible. The chiyuv starts off with a chiyuv tashlume. Your mammon was masik, you're obligated to pay for the hezekis of your mammon. But if you made a shmira, so this patters you from your chiyuv. So that means the sibes hatashlumim is because your mammon was masik. You have to pay the hezekis that your mammon made. But you could patter yourself if you made a shmira. So then it comes out, it works the other way around. The sibes chiyuv tashlumim is mitzad my... Now it works the other way around. You see the sea of Tashlumim is because my mom is tired. And if I don't have a prayer, I'm honest. But the matter, you have to pray. You have to come with a prayer. Now the Lashon of Rashi, you know, I don't know if it's too big of a lie, but a kind of talker, well, I'm not there. Because you want to. See, you learn the heat is out of the sea. Rashi is very good. He's proper because the whole thing is because he didn't watch it. He's proper because he didn't watch it. So we're addressing the sibbis of him. The sibbis of him is for not watching it at the first hour. For Hanatra, he watched it. But my Havala Mela. If we learn the second hour, then we have to say it's not here. Even though the mammon does massive. But there's a two. Rashi seems to say that two is the Hanukkah, my Havala Lamenta. We've seen the whole key, we'll see later in Rashi's words of the Rashi, my Havala Lamenta. So Al-Kaponim, there's no Sibu L'chaiva. You don't know what they say. In Yichav Akama, it's Anu Lashim Shem. It's Tzal from the sun. They say, like, the Nila Toroi, that then a Nila Toroi is not sufficient. The Queen of the Mother, by the Delta, the Lama, the Lift, and Tua. Nicholas away, a fact of the sky of the Mizot. Now the lawyer has to pay for the debt. Not the Ladina Ba'oinis, the Gag Baila Hashem of Ladina's Kabayo. The Gag of the Baal was some of the Ladina, and it fell into the Dina. So it's just a Ram Kaboy on the Ladina, the Nakhos, but it fell into the Dina from a higher Mokin. Hashemen is the Vianos of Lake the Hizek. Shomin may solve or is they solve it, so you may put it, but if it's your that you bark it, then you mishal a mashizika. How do you bring mashizika? In Shomin as a ruga levado. You don't evaluate how much the ruga is worth, it may show mafzik mafzik, because then the mafzik is mafzik. So Shomin oiso before Shomin. You're, he's paying the full price for it. The Rachmona Oma Ubiya Bistea. We have a limit. The Shuma is more than a lamb, it's a Shuma Noisa Adam Shavacha. We have a limit that the Shuma is how much the Soda became Nafsa through this Messiah. The Shuma is Vaisa Vaisa Soda, how much you have to pay the Shuma for the men of the day. How much was it worth before? The Tamil Yopa Aksha. That's the way the Shalom pulled them. And I got them for the whole Hezek. Initially, that they saw, she gets the boss of a person purchasing what they saw, and then it's also Bobby School has said that he got half a $2 more. So the hill of the price is much less than the hesitate that we evaluate the hesitate they have. And Shimon Oima Hopla paid his moon, she probably should have told him that. Right? The Shalom is tolerant. The Heiko Shemini Lagab saw that. Heiko Badayim, Lady Miller. Now we have here an interesting case that had a problem of the Seder, how Levi was Masada of the Halakha. We have in the Shor Shalaga Hatzapada, so we're speaking about the Dinah Shor, and that my personal days, we started about a paper called the Shusayote, the Pitzkele Shusayam. Then we started the Mazel Gabo, and the Shusayam, the Shusayam, we went into Bo. And now we're back to Shane Vereda. a kind of sign of the Zahoy and Roy Lishna is the El Bahadi Yuri Bisho. Why are you like a hacksy the middle of the boy? You're speaking about chair, finish your speech. You finish with cannon, speak about chair, but I can play. Don't jump, because the very mother of the sea, laid in a case, is not speaking about me. Because I'm some of the same there, of course you speak about. Cannon, then you go to the boy, then you go back to the shame, the regular, then you go to age, you finish. Doesn't flow. The lay oil of a half seems to be the way. So how did we get up on the bed? Well, I got the tongue, not on the way of the English name of them, speaking about show. You speak about the show, from into a bed. Tongue, that's why he needs the bed. So we learned afterwards, he needs the bed. Now, between you and me, I really don't understand the question. You mentioned the word bed. But there, we're speaking about, before you were speaking about putting the acid chain, the regular, the cannon, we're talking about a shore fell into a boiler, and was mazik the water of the boiler. We're not speaking about the mazik of boiler. We mentioned the word boiler, that's true, but we're speaking about a shore was mazik mayim in a boiler. The place said, we mentioned the boiler already. So here to stop for that. That motivated the Tanya, now we're on Hilsa's prayer. Who's talking about a prayer? Talk about a magic of a prayer. We're talking about the water in the prayer. There's no magic of a prayer that was used to. There was water in the shell and hadra with hadra the hesit. I can't, the shell's not the full of prayer. Maybe the shell has no right to be there. But it's a story. Don't the basket in the prayer. Fine. Inami. Christ says a second prayer. Mimi the boy loy lishma is kine kaidem she yeshane dine shmire. That means, first we're speaking about the chiyubi tashlimim of the mazikim. So for tell, we have to speak about, we speak about shoyer, we speak about boy. Here we're talking about the oifim hashmire, not talking about the dine tashlimim. We're focusing now, what kind of machine is on the place to make? So first, let's think about the Dini Tashlumin. When you pay, what you pay, and then so we finish with the Mazikin, and then we start thinking about the Eifer Mashmir. The Gam Dini Eishay Roynishmist will. So basically, if that's the case, so we have a problem. Eish is the middle of a Tolmus, which is what Eish also means. El agav disnan ki soy ke roi deboe. The hutzlek lahaskil din peseach deboe. But when we started speaking about boe, say, we spoke about psiches aboe. So psiches aboe was speaking about, so he made a proper shmire. So we had to get involved in shmire, not because really we've been oisek in shmire, but we have to say when a peseach boe was higher than them. We're speaking about kinder, you saw it. But we have to speak about a kisei kavoy. The utzak last of it was in the kodesh, a boy divat kosev, and a mami achta no b'chom and kodesh. We spoke about kisei kavoy, so we got a very grim off on a tangent from this. So on this, Kasha, in which he plays with something that says Yemuchet and on the Seibel, and the... So the Kasha Shuris, in the Lachem Abirim, Eska Kasha, I mean, according to Tyson gave us guidelines. Tyson gave us guidelines that, according to the second character, we first speak about the Dimei Tashlimim of the Dalad of the Nizik. And then you speak about the Oifan Hashmira. But God, we started speaking about Yisrael Kavoy, so we said that this, we got involved in that. Thank you, Lechem Abirim. There's a Mishnah in Hayim and Beis, which is also in the middle of nowhere. Kosho Bailu, we have the most Megadis Mishnah already. Kosho Bailu for my Seva, no Bafon of Kaloi, the Yotzer Ezek, I have not had Mishnah. Now we have a Kulim Achloku by what's the Shmira by Kenan? Shmira Kufa, Shmira Merula, and there's a Kulim Achloku. Now how did this come in over here? Basically, just gave a guideline. But you don't talk about Shmira's Hamidah. Shmira is a new posture. First, we talk about the Chiyuvim. So here we're talking about the chiyum, and all of a sudden, how did this come in? As if we're collecting a million in the case of Shul. The case of Shul says, Shtikubir, he says, because the previous Mishnah and that Mandalab on the base, and Mosna Lishayim Achim and Moshayim Meshasot of the Pleasure, Nichnas Utacha Sabayim. So the previous Mishnah speaks about that Hashema takes over Chiyuvi Tashlumim. So since we're speaking about Hashema right now, we're speaking about Tareifim, how one should watch it. I mean, that's how we got involved, Shmira over here, and that's how we got involved over there. Nifrat Sabalayla. Now, the Mishnah says that the person got Nifrat Sabalayla. So place it a problem. Afogam does not know but no Kalei problem. What is he telling you? He made a good shmir and it broke. Nifrat from Alayla. So he just said before you popped him. So why is Nifrat from Alayla broke? So Tosfos says two things. If the Lemisti Nifrat from Alayla broke, not legal for that, partial is partial. He did not have to pay Rikana by Yom Chaye. But if it's Nifrat from Yom Yisraye, the Kala Isla Lemilse, because if a Tosfos is Nifrat, but if the door opens up with a little shenim of two, you know, and over that. So to look at Yoyim, you're also potter. That's, I can't just say, we're doing love of the Lord. We ought to think of potter. Who knows a little shenim of two you came? But if it's nitrous, if the whole kaisel crumbled down, there was a whole explosion, you heard how the kaisel crumbled down. So Mamele, he heard about it. And the stomach yodash and nitrous all. So Mamele, so it's coming with the yuki. That even though I made a proper shmira, but if I became aware that now the shmira is non-existent, I'm a goyim kapeis, it's coming with you. Einami. Now this is the second part, which is a word of the kibbutz. Belayla afilu noida loy shemifritza v'yotzisa habehema. That means he's in the middle of sleeping at night, if there are understanding of his mom. This man and Mishnah, there wasn't street lights, and no, it's a street light. And all of a sudden, he hears a whole noise, he hears, and his wife asked him what happened. It sounds like the gather broke down. It's a whole noise, and it's a Malayla. So Malayla, so she asked somebody, what are you doing about it? Nothing, it's dark outside. What's the move? I don't know, I still have a candle now. What are you doing? I'm looking for the angels with a candle. So the Mele, Einlein, the Tzoya, Yosef, Udai, Lavza, Acher, Abafi, Amoyed, it's a God. That means, so others also say that, we learn Shi and Shmider, the Shi and Shmider is Mutbol, you're not the Torah was Mechayet, an X amount of Shmider, not thinking the not being she. This is not, the person is not obligated in the middle of the night to get up and start searching for the animal, even though he's fully aware what happened, that his animals are going, all his neighbors will wake up tomorrow morning and they'll have a big surprise that everything will be that he's not the fool. It's a thing. It's an impossibility. And the Latiyah may some be lots of a fear about faith. I said, what's a listing? It's a Vashminin. That's a Lahalistin. Turing, Shalai, Aitziyua. If they didn't take it out, the listing, Apota, even though they were misalit, the Shmira, from the Behemoth.